long shadow till the day is done. Do 90 miles an hour down the devil's trail. Done hard time in 100 jails. No one can forgive me but my baby. No one can forgive me but my baby. No one can forgive me but my baby. Now Jesus don't know, Mary don't know, preacher don't know, mama don't know, daddy don't know, my brother don't know, St. John don't know, St. Peter don't know. No one can forgive me but my baby. $100 from a blind man's hand. I slept with a horse on the burning sand. Got 27 children I never seen. Got blood on my hands that'll never come clean. I got long arms, tell big lies. Stole the pennies from my dear mother's eyes. I'm tall in the saddle, about 6'9". I beat up revenuers all the time. No one can forgive me but my baby. Oh, no one can forgive me but my baby. Got a mean temper, I'm a big liar. Broke all the laws, set the house on fire. When I stand before Jesus and they ask me to kneel, I tell them maybe we can make a deal. No one can forgive me but my baby. No one can forgive me but my baby. I don't pay no bills, I don't say no prayers. Get back nothing and I take all there. Stole a car and I got me a gun. There ain't no road, I'm gonna make me one. Broke my baby's heart and I whip my dog. I don't say nothing when I meet my God. No one can forgive me but my baby. 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 Forgive me, baby.
John Hammond, Nobody Can Forgive Me But My Baby, from his disc, Got Love If You Want It. That one came out in 1992. John Hammond bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that will be followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to turn next to A friend of John Hammond's, one that Hammond collaborated a bit with. We're talking about John Lee Hooker. We're going to go back to the late 1990s. Here's John Lee Hooker and special guest Carlos Santana.
Complication, causing others botheration. She's the queen of complication, causing others botheration. She'll put your patience to the test, make your life a royal mess. She's the queen of complication. She would take you for a ride that you pay for with your hide. She will take you for a ride that you pay for with your hide. It's a sad at last resort to be a jester in a court. She's the queen of complication. from a jack to a king. At the start of this fling, she said you could do no wrong. Thought you had a cast key, but buddy, don't you see, you're just another love-struck pawn. Overheard your little queen say you'd be hers for many days. Overheard your little queen say you'd be hers for many days. Now you're putting in her hands the king of no man's land. She's your queen of complication. Queen say you'd be hers for many days. Overheard your little queen say you'd be hers for many days. Now you put her in her hands, the king of no man's land. She's your queen of complication.
Gary Primich from a disc called Botheration. That one came out back in 1999. Gary on blues harp and vocals with a number called Queen of Complication. Gary was originally from around Gary, Indiana, right outside of Chicago. He ended up in Austin one day and ended up going to Antone's Club and happened to hear Otis Rush, who of course was from Chicago, and just fell in love with the town and moved down to Austin. Gary Primich, he's since passed away, unfortunately. We heard John Lee Hooker prior to hearing Gary Primich. We heard Hooker from the disc Chill Out. Hooker along with special guest Carlos Santana on guitar doing the title track to that late 90s disc. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to another person that settled in Austin, Texas, one originally from Macomb, Mississippi, talking about Omar Dykes, Omar and the Howlers. They have a brand new disc out, and a number of tracks feature harp work of Gary Primich. A lot of the tracks were recorded a few years ago. And this disc features a lot of Jimmy Reed tunes. Omar had gotten together with Jimmy Vaughn a few years back and recorded a disc called On the Jimmy Reed Highway. This is, he says, not a follow-up. He said all these tracks were recorded before they did the studio work for that other disc. But interesting tracks, a lot of them well done. Again, Gary Primich on blues harp on a number of them. Here's Omar and the Howlers with a rendition of the of the Jimmy Reed tune, number called High Lonesome.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we will now take a look at some of the music going on around the area. Bach Lunch should be kicking off fairly shortly in downtown Lafayette at Parc Sans Souci. And for that event, from noon to 1, Bonchance will be performing. Then at the same stage, Parc Sans Souci, about 6 hours later at 6 p.m., Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole will be performing for Downtown Alive. Also in Opelousas tonight, Cheryl Cormier will be playing for Music and Market, that series of concerts. And back here in Lafayette, Mike Dean and Drew Landry at Blue Moon Saloons. The Stephen Cohen Band with Kurt Boudreau will be at the Backstage Bar and Grill tonight. And also this evening, the Roebucks will be at Artmosphere. Tomorrow night, Lily Brave, Whole Damn Town, Dustin Gaspard, all at Artmosphere. And also tomorrow night, the Berard Family Band, as well as Caleb Elliott, will be playing Blue Moon Saloon. And let me see, there's a women's songwriter showcase taking place tomorrow night featuring Catherine Kirkpatrick, Taylor Verrett, and Alyssa Graham at Grant Street Dance Hall. Sunday, Hazel's daughter will play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, there's a fundraiser for the group Paws. People Assisting Animal Welfare. That takes place from 2 to 8 p.m. at Blue Moon Saloon featuring the Rayo Brothers, Tortue, and the band Tandem. And Monday night is Bluegrass Jam at Cité des Arts. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Tuesdays and Thursdays, there's a jam at the Backstage Bar and Grill. Wednesday night is a night for a Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. And this coming Thursday, well, I should say next Thursday, Chi Wiz will be playing for Rhythms on the River. And we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on the Blues Box on KRVS. We're going to venture back to the late 1940s, early 1950s, and listen to Lowell Fulson. He was definitely a trendsetter in the blues. He had some very high charters in the early 50s on the R&B chart. Originally from Oklahoma, I think he was part Cherokee. Anyway, he ended up in the 40s working with Texas Alexander, and finally himself moved out to the West Coast, one of quite a number of Texas and Oklahoma musicians that made a transition to the coast and helped form what would be a lot of the newer sound of urban blues back then. Here is Lowell Fulson with a number called River Blues.
Well, I woke up this morning, oh man, this morning soon. I've done it round this whole corral. I've been on it round this whole corral. You know I can't find a mule. Just a
can't go back to sleep. You think of every little thing in the past. Now you begin to wonder about the future. Don't scold yourself. This is a normal reaction. Well, there's thousands of other people running just like you. So the next time it happens, you can tell yourself, this must be what John was talking about when he said, everybody has the blues at one time or another. You can take it from me, my friend. It's really true. Ask me, I know. That's really the time that you really need just a little tenderness.
From 1970, that was Johnny Shines with Try a Little Tenderness. Shines on guitar and vocals. Shines was a protege of Robert Johnson. He traveled around quite a bit with Robert Johnson back in the 1930s before Johnson was allegedly murdered. And later, Shines himself moved to Chicago. That was in the 1950s. Played blues on and off. Would get sort of burned out on that as a career, but laid down some great tracks over the years. Before we heard Johnny Shines, we heard Lowell Fulson again from the late 40s, maybe as late as 1951. He was doing a number called River Blues, which, of course, is a cousin to a number of songs about Bud Russell, the Texas prison transfer agent for the state of Texas from, what was it, somewhere around 1914 to around the mid-1940s. Guy's immortalized in song. Interesting character. Music next here on the Blues Box. From a group called the Beat Daddies, from their disc entitled Delta Vision that came out in 2001. Here they are with Lean on Your Love.
I bought your breakfast this morning, paid for your dinner last night, paid your telephone bill, your gas and your lights. That new car you're driving, honey, I'm the one toting the note. And I tell you, I'm foreclosing. And you think it's all a joke? Oh, it's pay up time, baby. Push has come to shove. Ain't gonna take out a second mortgage. I'm putting a lien on your love. And I gave you my credit cards, and you charged them to the max. You keep spending my money, but I ain't getting nothing back. It's pay time, baby. Honey, push has come to shove. Lean on your see the stock market reports, and everything's gone up. But with all my investments, my return's not good enough. I don't want your money, but I do need your love. Last notice, baby. I'll tell you when and I'll tell you how much. It's payoff time, baby. Ain't gonna take out a second mortgage. I'm putting a lien on your love.
Make me think you're doing right, but I know you're doing wrong.
Joe Beard from his 2000 release. The disc is called Dealin'. Joe Beard along with Duke Robillard and a nice lineup of musicians. Their rendition of Just Like a Fish. Joe Beard's from Rochester, New York, and he was a guy that introduced John Mooney to the legendary Delta Blues man, Son House. Son lived a block or two down the street from Joe Beard, and Joe Beard met the young John Mooney and sort of hooked the two of them up because he recognized that Mooney was more into the slide guitar than anything else. And before we heard the rendition of Just Like a Fish by Joe Beard, we heard the band The Beat Daddies from a disc called Delta Vision. They did a number called Lean on Your Love. Liens and mortgages are definitely a part of blues lyrics dating back at least as far as Blind Lemon Jefferson. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming November performances include Al Roget and Louisiana Pride, and Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Here's Candy Kane from what is still her latest disc. It came out last year. Sister Vagabond, the name of the disc, the name of the tune, You Never Cross My Mind.
lost my mind.
Roxy Perry on blues harp and vocals from her 2005 release. The disc is called Back in Bluesville. And, of course, it was her rendition of the House of the Rising Sun. 3 years, everybody sort of covers the Animals version of that tune, but it's a lot older. It's said that the melody is linked to some British songs that go back a few hundred years. The first recording of House of the Rising Sun was done by Texas Alexander back in 1928. Roy Acuff also covered it. Clarence Ashley did it also with a woman, I can't remember her name, back in the 1930s. Bob Dylan's done a version of it. It's incredible, a number of people that that have. Charlie Byrd, we mentioned Roy Acuff, Woody Guthrie, the Weavers, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Dolly Parton even, and Henry Mancini, Dave Van Ronk, Nina Simone, Waylon Jennings, hey, the House of the Rising Sun. And it's uncertain as to whether the House of the Rising Sun refers to a bordello of gambling house or a woman's prison. Before we heard Roxy Perry, we heard Candy Cane here on KRVS. She did a number called You Never Cross My Mind, and we're going to turn next to the late Coco Taylor from her disc Force of Nature that came out in 1993. Here's Coco Taylor along with special guest Buddy Guy doing a tune that Albert King popularized back in the 1960s. Coco Taylor once again, along with special guest Buddy Guy, Buddy on both vocals and guitar, doing some really stellar guitar work there. But that's sort of routine for old Buddy. Buddy originally from Lopdell, Louisiana. And Coco from the disc Force of Nature, Born Under a Bad Sign. And we are broadcasting blues here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you who have supported us this year on both of our fundraisers. Those of you who haven't and who might yet like to contribute and help us keep these programs alive, you can do so at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Taj Mahal, so stay tuned for that. Little Joe McLaren to take us on up to news time with NPR from his disc Facebook Blues. Here's Little Joe with a number called Six Floor Slide.